Before we start Sivov, I'd like to correct myself, Shad, on Reish Mem Hei, Siv Hei. Let's just start in the middle of the Siv. I have said wrong, Shad. Atano, Shalakalakha, Yisrael, Mashkin, Meyeni, Yehudi. Yid, it took Atano from a Goy as a Mashkin for a Goy. V'kibol olav ha'ini Yehudi, shema sheyalat har ha'tano yitein liyisol b'ribis mo'yisod. So the Tano theoretically belongs to the Goy. The Tano was security for the Choyim. And the Goy was mekabel on himself that all the revochen he will make when he uses this Tano will go to the Yid. That was the Tanai. The Kibbul Olav Haini Yudi, Shema Sheyalas Char HaTano, whatever Revochim he will make from the Tano, Jitain LeYisrael B'Ribis Moistov. So this will be Ribis, this will be interest for the Halva. Muta Litel Schar Shabbos. So there are two diyunim over here. There's one diyun, one shailem. He's getting paid for the use of the Tano, and the Goy is working for him. The Goy is working, that means the Revochim that the Goy makes are going to go to the Yid. So he says there is no problem whatsoever. Muta Litel Schar Shabbos. That means since the Tano belongs to the Goy, so the Maite, he's not getting Schar Shabbos. Schar Shabbos would be only if the Tano would belong to the Yid, and he's paying him the Revochim for the usage of the Yid Tano. But since the Tano belongs to the Goy, so there is, so it's not called Schar Shabbos. That's the first thing. He only has a shibud on it, but it belongs to the Goy. The Gam Eini Yisrael Oima Loi Lasek B'Shabbos. The Yid did not tell him to work for Mem Shabbos. Eini Yehudi Ki Katarach B'Nam She Katarach L'Kayim Tanoi. That means he made up this agreement. This was the Goy's agreement that Ribbis, or the Ribbis of the Choyv, he will give the profits he makes by using the Tano. So he is working to pay up the Ribbis that he was Mechayv himself for the Yid. So it's not called he's working for the Yid, and there's no problem. That's shot in the Mechaber. Now let us go to Sivov. Im ofu einam Yehudim b'tanuroi shal Yisroel b'shabes al kochoi. Now here we are speaking about that a Yid possesses a Tano, and Goyim bake in this Tano each day, and they pay him. Shabbos, the Goyim come, and they want to bake in this Tano. So the Yid tells them, I'm sorry, I'm closed for business Shabbos. But they said, we're sorry, we won't listen to you. We need bread for Shabbos. So Bal Kochoi Shel Yisroel, they baked in his Tano. So they used his Tano Shabbos. The Nos Nuloi, but the Shnikul Menswer, so they said, listen, we baked in your Tana, so we owe you a payment for baking in your Tana. The Nos Nuloi Tas Vischar HaTano. So the baking was done Shaloi Mirtoinoi, but now Al Koponim, they want to pay him for the usage of the Tana. So they give him Tas Vischar HaTano. Also, lehonai mimeno. So he's not allowed to derive any benefit from this that, and the Chiddush of the Mechaber is that Har Shabbos is not only when I agreed that I should get saved. Here he disagreed to the whole Isaac. He said, don't use my Tana. And they used it Bal Kochoi, Afal Pikain. If they are now paying him for the usage, and this is Har Shabbos, because Lamaite is being given to him as a payment for the usage of his Tana in Shabbos. So this is Har Shabbos, which is also Lehonesh Mimenu, and here they bring down the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, Sha'osa Lehonesh Mishar Zeh La'olam. This Char is also Bahano La'olam, Bein Hu Bein Acherem. This is also Bahano. Har Shabbos is also Bahano. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. In Ofu Einam Yehudim, Ayin Bebach, Seim Simen Reish Mem Gimur, Shekosav Da'ayri, Gli Ofu Boi Rak V'Shabbat. The only base in this Tanah in Shabbat, Val Kain, so the only base, if they would have baked the whole week in the Tanah, and they're paying him for the usage of a complete week. So that is called Har Shabbos Bahavlo. That is permissible. But here it's speaking about the only base in this kind of Shabbos. And they're paying him only for the usage of Shabbos. Avli mofu boy oitsha yomim. Mutter lekabavem Har Shabbos gam kein bahavlo. So even though they're also paying him for the usage of the tanur in Shabbos, but since this is bahavlo, that means he's not being paid only for Shabbos, it's paying for the complete week, including Shabbos, this is mutter. Period. So it's Har Shabbos. He has to pay him for the week, for the usage of the week. Yeah. Va'ayin bebir aloche. There's them mutter. Afilu lehoya afiya bal kolchoy. Now, the Halachi explains in Benison, we have this in Seif Simen Reish Mem Gimel. Halachically, I'm not permitted to let a goy use my tanur in Shabbos. I feel to use it a whole week, including Shabbos. And the reason was because The derech was no one rented out tanurim. So when someone passes by and sees a goy using my tanur on Shabbos, so it's a shad that people think I told them to beg for me on Shabbos. So halachically, I'm not allowed to permit the goy to bake my tano on Shabbos. I feel about Havlo. So now he's saying as follows. If he made up with the goy, you can bake the whole week, including Shabbos. So, mitzad echad, this agreement was also to make. You weren't allowed to make an agreement with the goy to bake on Shabbos because it's nire kishlucha. It's awesome. But if you did this, why did it define? You did this. Now he's paying you. So of the Easter of Schar Shabbos, there's no Easter of Schar Shabbos because of our Lord. Of the Easter that you made up, he could use your Tana, they didn't ask for the Schar. That's not Schar Shabbos. That's a different Easter. You weren't allowed to permit him to use your Tana because it looks like he's your Shliach. He's doing your Shlichus. But Al-Sar Isra, they didn't ask for the money. The whole Isra is only for paying for the usage of Shabbos. and sin was Bavlo's mutter. That's what he says over here. I am the Biraloch, it is a mutter, a filo loyhoyo, a fille bal kolhoy. If it was Bahablo, even though he agreed that they could make on Shabbat, Da'av do'osa isture ba'meshe hirsholem, he gave them permission to bake on Shabbos, so now, reishim and reishim and gimel, we call motrim, v'diyavid ein letter choroi, v'yitza b'zeh urak mishumar esayim, t'moishet g'ostam l'bishoim sim and reishim and gimel, v'shtemurit s'chot n'tezayim. V'nosnu lo'i path, it says lambdaf, yes, that the Easter of Schar Shabbos is not because they gave him the bread that was baked in his tannot. To adinim nosna loy moy, also loy lekabel mehem, revolv doho yom bepas. Right. Reish memvov, dinei ha-sholom vaskoro le'eni Yehudi b'Shabbos, Boy, hey, Stephen, Steve Allen. Now we're going to see Moira Dike Hidushem. It's irrelevant. I mean, giving it to him as a payment for using the Tandor and Shabbos, it's also irrelevant when he baked it. He's paying him for the usage of the Tandor and Shabbos, that's all. Mutter lahashil to lahashil kelov lein yehudi va'av alpi shu oise behem melote b'shabbat mivnei she'ein onu mitzuvim al shvisas kelov. Now let us just give a little hakdome to understand what the Mechaba is saying here. This Aloche Muskemes, Ayid is Mitzuve al Shvisas Behem Tov. If I possess a behemel, I'm not allowed to rent it out to a goy before Shabbos, that the goy should work with it on Shabbos, because I'm Mitzuve al Shvisas Behem Tov. I'm Mitzuve to see my behemel should not work on Shabbos, to do a malacha, whatever the malacha is, the pull of flour. Shvisas Behem Tov. That's Shvisas Kalem. Shvisas Behemtoy is also. Now, Shvisas Kalem, what about Shvisas Kalem? I possess a plow, and I'll do the same thing. I'll rent it out to the goy, and the goy will work with this on Shabbos. So use my plow. There's a machloikis, Beis Shammai, and Beis Hillel. Beishamay holds a yid is mitzuve al shvisas kelov, which is also according to Beishamay. We don't paskin like Beishamay, so we hold it mutter. A yid is not mitzuve al shvisas kelov. The memele, that is the first. This is the first part of what the Mechabo says. Mutter lahashil lahaskil kelov laina yehud. A person is permitted to lend and to rent out his kelim laina yehud to a goy. Va'ab al pi shohu oiseh bohem meloche b'Shabbos, and the goy does a meloche with these kelim in Shabbos, this is permissible. Mivnei she'ein onu mitzuvim al shvitas kelim. We don't fast him like Beishamai. We hold what? We fast him like Beishilo. We don't fast him like Beishamai. So mivnei she'enonu mitzuvim al shvisas kelim. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. He's called Nalev, part of the Mishnah Berurah. Hudas, Horif, Vaharambam. This Allah is the Das Horif Vaharambam. Usvir Elohu, they hold, this is a Baraisa. Zoho, this Tanya, this is a Baraisa that says as follows. Lo yaskir keilov leini yehudi be'erev Shabbos. One is not permitted to rent out his keilim tagoi erev Shabbos. Ubervi bachamishi mutav. But you're allowed to rent out to a goi Wednesday and Thursday. This is a baraisa. Now the shayla is, what is pshat in this baraisa? So the Rif in the Rambam hold, Shan the Barais is as follows. Umitam Shvises Kalem. The reason is Al Shvises Kalem, the Osir. The Osir in Beishamai. And this Barais is going according to Beishamai. The Svirulu Odom Mitsuva Al Shvises Kalem. Tamoi al shmisas behemtol. So this barais is going according to Beishamai. Now there's a big problem over here. If the barais is going according to Beishamai, so what is the difference between renting it out on Friday or renting it out on Thursday? The barais says you're not allowed to rent it out on Friday. You're allowed to rent it to the goy on Thursday. So this is the Akash of the Rishonim. The Rishonim is going according to Beis Shammai, and the person is Mitzvah Shvuah Kelo, of this Keli, so why, what is the difference? So I saw in Tosfos Shabbos, the Tosfos Shabbos said as follows, that they held, there's a difference between Shvuah Kelo and Shvuah Behem Tov. Shvuah Kelo is also minatoire if I derive benefit from it. But if I'm not deriving benefit from the avoid of my kelim, it's mutter min ha-toyre and it's also min ha-rabon. In the rabon made a difference of a renting out Friday or Wednesday and Thursday. So that is pshat. But this is only going according to Beis Shammai, and we don't pass it like Beis Shammai. That is one mahalach in this barat. Avo, beitilu, svirilu, Shvitas Kalin ain't Odom Mitsuva Olov. There's no Israel of Shvitas Kalin. Ume Mele, so La Loche, we pass to like this. Mutta Lahashil Lahaskir Kalov Afilu Ve'erev Shabbos. So you're allowed to rent out, lend your Kalim Afilu Ve'erev Shabbos. Vafilu kelim shoisim vahem melochem. That means there's no problem of shvitas kelim. There's no problem my kelim are doing melochis on Shabbos. There's no issue shvitas kelim. Umikol mochem. But one thing we have to understand. Gam heim sviriluhu, they still also. The whole Hakelim ain't had the Lahaskir Rak Bablo. There's a new Shaila. Forget about Shvitas Kalim. I'm not allowed to get Kar Shabbos. I'm not allowed to get a profit from my Rechush, from my Nechosim, if it is only for Shabbos. This is, it has nothing to do with Shvitas Kalim. And let us just go off for a minute, we'll see what's in the Gaya. The ladies can bring this down, but let's just mention this right now. If I rent out, he brings down the Shaila. I have a room for rent. I rent it for Shabbos. Someone is going to be in my room Shabbos, and I'm renting it to him for $50. So this, I'm not allowed to get these $50. This is on Shabbos. Unless, so they speak about the what's with the hotel. If you rent a room for Shabbos, so what is the hetter to pay the hotel cheaper? So they say there's two a day in. Number one, you don't come in Shabbos. You come 10 minutes before Shabbos. So you have a right to be in the room 10 minutes before Shabbos, 10 minutes Moshoi Shabbos. So the room was rented, Bavlo was rented for Shabbos, and it was also, but it was rented, so the price, whatever the price was, the $50 includes the usage of the room 10 minutes before Shabbos, 10 minutes after Shabbos. So Memele, that's called Bavlo. I'm giving you $50 for Shabbos and another 20 minutes. So they speak about, well, let's speak about an Enthusiasm Shaila. What'll be if we have, I'm renting it for 3 days. Shabbos and 2 days Yom Tov. My Yom Tov is also a, no, the Shabbos, I came 10 minutes before Shabbos, so that's my loss. But if we rent it for Yom Tov, one second, one second, it's irrelevant when you rent it, it's what you're paying for. If you pay, so he brings down the case, if I'm only renting it for Yom Tov, I'm just going to sleep there Yom Tov, let's say. I'm going to sleep there the first day Yom Tov. I'm only paying, so whatever I'm paying him, it's only Tcha Shabbos or Mishcha Yom Tov. There's no Havlov over here. I'm coming into the hotel. I'm going to be there one day. Shabbos, they have a place where to be. The second day, Yom Tov, they have a place where to be. I need one day. The first day, Yom Tov, I have to be in the hotel. That is a problem. That's a big problem. But he says, if you're eating, that's a problem. That's Chal Shabbos. We have a problem. But if I'm eating there, that's a Yom Tov. So he's giving me food. For the food, he doesn't have to give me, he doesn't support me. So the food that it costs him, I have to pay him the food. I'm adding down the costs and the frills of it. He cooked it in Dawson. So because, but since I'm not paying him, that means I'm not paying him only for the room, I'm paying him for the food I'm eating, so the food that's called Avlo, and this is Mutter. So,
you don't wait this day, only want to do so.
But if I'm paying for all days, it's a package deal. It's not a feeling if you enumerate. If it's a separate schiris for each day and there's no obligation for the other day, then it's like a separate day. But if it's a package deal, so then it's a blow. Yeah. I'm allowed to pay him for the food. It's his food. I'm paying him for the food. What? Yeah, but I know it's his food. That's not called Chal Shabbos. That's not Chal Shabbos. He has food that costs him $10. That's not called so he's getting Chal. But because he's paying for the food. So that's his money. Yes, and that'll be matter. Okay, so now just let's see what the Mishnah says over here. So again, we fasten according to Beis Hillel. We fasten according to Beis Hillel that you're allowed to run. We call Mokim Gamein Smilu the whole Akelim. And that's the last kid, Abloy al Shabbos Lukut. Afilu imatiram bitchilas ha-shemua. It doesn't matter when the schiras is, but if it's being rented only for Shabbos, the Zahavis Chal Shabbos. Ochamoy shekosov achakar v'fiha yeshayimrim. Shabbos has nothing to do with the machlokes of Beishamin Yitzhila. Da'alzeh loy mafinu mishemeik. Okay. So this is the first day. The first day is speaking about I'm allowed to rent out my kelim to a guy. He's working with the kelim on Shabbos. There's no iter of shvisas kelim, and it's bahavlo. So there's a heter gomel. The Yeish Island, some murder the Kechidish. And the Kiddish is the Kafka like this also. A murder the Kechidish. The Eilim, Ja'oitim Bahem Malacha. If I rent them Kalim, Ja'oitim Bahem Malacha. Kigoin Machisha, Ochiyotibom. I'm lending him a plow. I'm lending him a pot. I'm renting him a pot. They used to cook with on Shabbos. So I'm renting him a keli that he's going to do work with on Shabbos. Also, you're not allowed to rent, to the goy this keli Friday to cook with on Shabbos. Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, but you're renting it on Friday, and you're going to start using it Shabbos. There's a need to rent it. Lahatil Le'eni Yehudi Be'erev Shabbos. You're not allowed to rent it him Friday, that he should do a melacha with it Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, but you're renting it him on Friday. So the second day you hold, this baraisa we had just mentioned, there's a baraisa that says you're not allowed to rent to a goy, you're not allowed to rent to a goy, this is la'alokhe. A fellow according to Beis Hillel, not allowed to rent to a goy, a keli shaysa by melacha. As of Shabbos, and Thursday and Wednesday, you're allowed. You know the reason why. But and that's what we said, that you're allowed to rent it to him Wednesday, Thursday. Again, was it not going to mention Chal Shabbos? Afilo, he rented it to him Thursday. So, but he has to make sure it's not only rented for Shabbos, it's rented for Shabbos and Sunday. But if he rented to him on Friday, the full of Shabbos and Sunday is also what? Period. We don't know the reason yet, but let's just learn the halacha. But to lend him a keli on Friday that he's going to use on Shabbos, but that's a little bad of Shabbos. So there's a difference between renting and lending. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Yes. So in the middle of the Mishnah Berurah, Va'yesh Oimrin, this Yesh Oimrin, Udas Torav Rabbeinu Yoimer, Dahach Beraisa Loy Osra Misham Shvitas Kalim. The Beraisa is not Al Shvitas Kalim Ela Kikuli Al Meosis, going according to everyone. Vahatam. So why is it also? When I'm going to get in there. The Shemaisa Be'erev Shabbos as a Kalim Shoisa Melochemem. I give him a Kalim Erev Shabbos, which he does, he's going to do melacha with this keli on Shabbos. Ve'eini Yehudi yase bohem miyad b'Shabbos. I gave him a plow Erev Shabbos. Shabbos, he takes the plow, he goes to the field and plows. That means right after the rental, right, Shabbos, he's going to plow already. Neither. It looks a mighty kiddish, kemaisha oise, melachoi, vishlikusoi, shall you soil. It looks like he's plowing for the yeast, like the, even though he's plowing his field, it looks like he's doing this for the yeast. They also, it looks like I told them to plow for me on Shabbat. He's plowing fish lefusol. Damida lane the unishus? Also, it looks like he's plowing for me. Fine. We can elaborate. I forgot. Discrimination on babe. He's very goofy. The sorry leading oiris la abdon in hashecho. It's a shame, Mishamayim. I'm allowed to give a goy, oiris, leather. He should be ma'abed the leather. I'm allowed to give a cleaner clothing erev Shabbos. He should clean the clothing. I didn't tell him he should give it to me my Toy Shabbat. I told him I need it back Monday. I give him my shirt Erev Shabbos. He takes the shirt. He goes and he cleans them in Shabbos. This is Mutter. I gave him Oiris and he does it in Shabbos. It's Mutter. There. Now let's just appreciate the kasha. There, it's, according to our cycle, it's 20 times worse. I'm giving him the shirts he should wash. You have to wash it on Shabbat. I need it Monday. Fine. The heter is, I didn't tell him to wash on Shabbat. That's what he has to give me a wash shirt on Monday. He's a Kabbalist. That's what he's doing it. He's doing it. Why do you do it on Shabbos? Because someday he wants to do something else. So the Baal is washing my shirt on Shabbos. He's not washing it for me. He's washing it for himself. Washing it for himself. So even though between you and me, he's washing it for himself. But the night that the shirt is being washed for me also. I mean, I need a washer. But no. That's called the malachi that is being done on Shabbos. It's adaitei denamshe. It's for himself. He decided to do it on Shabbos. I didn't tell him to do it on Shabbos. He's doing it for himself. This is, once another, this is Mutter. Let's first finish the Mishnah. So this is Mutter. I rent him a plow. He's not doing anything for me. I'm getting rent for the plow. And here, people are going to say, that what he's plowing on Shabbos, he's doing it for you. So the cash is shame Shemayim. Here he's not doing anything for me. I'm getting money for his usage. And here people will say that he's doing it for Shlichusi. And when I give him a shirt to wash, it's Mutter, because I died in the namshik of it. So we have to understand this. How do we understand this? That's shot in the kasher. I forgot the discrimination based debates in the show. We can either to Abdon, Imcha Sheikh, or the Yehudi, and I did the Narshi COVID, even the Kotzer Sloy Domin. I gave him a price. He's gonna take a dollar a shirt and finish him. He can do whatever he wants. Shani also. There it is different. She'ein Reba Li Yisrael Bamer She'ein Yudhi Oysa B'Shabbat. The Yid is not gaining anything from the work of the Goy, but he's doing it on Shabbat. He's not gaining anything. So the Yid is not gaining anything. The Goy is doing it Adaitei Denavshei. So we think, it's nothing to do with the Yid. We don't say it looks like he's doing it for the Yid, because the Yid isn't gaining anything from this. And the Goy is doing it Adaitei Denavshei. Ah, well, this is Caleb. Yadua who seem yasni meini yudhi sheyish v'kelem v'shabbat. Imagine, a guy came over to Yid and he told him, I want to rent your plow for 5 days. So he goes, tell him, I'll rent it to you for 5 days. But Shabbos, you shouldn't work with it. He'll tell him such a thing. So the guy says, I can't work with it, Shabbos. I'll just tell you, I'm going to pay you less. I'm not going to pay you a 5-day rental if you tell me I can't work with it, Shabbos. So when he's giving him a 5-day rental, it's because he can work in the Shabbos. So the need is gaining from this, that the guy is working with a Shabbos, because he's paying him a rental for Shabbos now. So from this melacha, the yid is being maliyah. That's true. The guy is working not for the yid, he's just working for himself. But since the yid is maliyah, from this melacha, he's getting rent from this melacha, and it's simultaneous. He raises him on fire right away. And Shabbos is working, so there somehow Chazal said, since the yid is deriving benefit from the melacha that the guy is doing on Shabbos, it looks like the guy is doing this melacha b'shlichus Yisrael, and it is also period. Only Erev Shabbos. So then we put two and two together. I gave it to him Thursday. People don't somehow attach the plowing on Shabbos to what was done Wednesday and Thursday. But if the plowing on Shabbos was right after the Sefirot on Friday, so then it looks like it's Bishlichu Shel Yisrael, and it's also the Yaitse boy, not only a plow, to gain the Rechayim, the Chokho Yumne. Vahayim Befrima Godim, the Wadin Kailin Shein Oysen Vahatma Melochim. That means a plow or a rechayim, they do a melacha. They're grinding, they're plowing, which is one of the lametes melacha. But also a keli that is done in the keli a melacha. Tangidish a shechel master body. A barrel that you make beer, like today there's some mashing book, the soul kai gavne, even sha'al kofonim, and you the oyster behem malachim, a malach is being done with this keli that the yid rented to him. And the yid is deriving benefit from this melacha. So Chazal asked that this should be done because it looks like it's being done by Shlichus HaYisrael. Mezdik Shlichus HaYisrael. V'loi bo harav Rabbeinu Yoina mutei elef shemaske loicholet v'chalet. If I'll rent him a shirt, a beged, a chaygavne, basically, she'ein oimid lasis bo meloche, the muta lahaske loi, as a leberim Shabbos. That's some email that he said. V'havlo, avo litos ha Shabbos lochu, I feel the cliche saying, I used to buy my locker. I should mask you, I had the Lord of the that's the thing we said, I'll rent him a room. Or sell a cool arm, I did not have a lot. I should buy a camera, the singing should involve it to Dallas. Schar Shabbos is also. Now let's just finish the Rechaber and the Ramon. Olahashaloi mutal afilabarim Shabbos. But if I'm lending a goy a plow, so since I'm not deriving any benefit from this shayla, so then it doesn't look like he's doing it for shlichus. The chain, now let us see the Ramon. The chain ikel hisvorachoyna, we pass you like the Rabbeinu Yoina.
So the Gemara just said like this.
If I rent the goy out of Shabbos a plow, and I tell him, I'm renting you this plow for 5 days, so it's also, because it looks like I'm deriving benefit from this rental, and it was out of Shabbos, so it looks like the goy is plowing for me, and he plows on Shabbos, he's plowing for me, which is a good thing. But what if I tell the guy like this? Listen, I'm lending you my plow now on a condition that you should lend me your car on Tuesday. So between you and me, it's also, he's lending him the plow, he's lending him the car. The mice between you and me, it's sweetest. It's also sweetest. But this they didn't ask. I don't see the mission word. Yes. But if he told them, I'm lending you this, I know, Sha'ab, I'll be saying the Mashiach Shinom. He's not lending him El Shem Mitzvah, Ki Im Bistral, this is Schiris, Sheyashi Lenu Akakain. He should lend him later something else. We call Mokin, Tim Lehamed, Bidere, Schiris, Mamish, Loyma Ethan, Loy Takabesha, Tishilani, Kalisha, Khom. It wasn't said, the Lawson show, Schiris, It says that you do this, and you lend me this, surely, I am Bira Lohe, that's the Lohe's laser.